popping the three jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. We got Hall of Famer Will Shields in the house, Kansas City Chiefs, to talk about what's going on with the Midwest Innocence Projects. Faces of Innocence event coming up on April 30th, this upcoming Thursday night. Will, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Glad to spend some time with you. Before we get into everything else, just tell us a little bit, first of all, about the Midwest Innocence Project.
Well, the Midwest Innocence Project covers actually five states here. It covers Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, and also Arkansas. And what we do is actually help those that have been falsely convicted actually get their innocence, find a way to find out what's happened within the process that's got them incarcerated. And we try to get them accused of what actually happened within the cases. And what's really interesting about it is just learning all the little nuances of things that go on within, you know, our legal system across the board that, you know, people need help with trying to figure out, you know, the little ins and outs of it and everything else. But we have some people that we've gotten exonerated, and we're celebrating 25 years of being able to help get those exonerations. But I always go from this point, we're celebrating 250 years of the USA, but only 25 years of this work of changing the system and making sure the system works for everybody.
Will, tell me about your involvement with the project. How did you become involved?
Well, at one point I had a friend of ours that actually talked us into coming out and sit and listening to the person that actually was running it and what they do and how they do it and how everything sort of goes within the system itself. We became co-chairs for an event. We had the opportunity of learning from others that have been falsely accused and incarcerated and everything else. And we go, you know, this is a cause we need to get behind. We need to help to make sure that, you know, our legal system works for everybody that walks into the room and make sure they all have the same rights and same things of that nature, you know, because it's a process and that's part of it. And so this group that we work with, they actually help on both sides. They help with trying to curb some of the policies and make sure that they work on that side. But then on the other side, they go straight in sometimes into the courtroom and say, hey, we've got to get this fixed. And the thing that's really crazy about it is that every state has a different rule about different things. So you got to learn what each state does differently.
We're talking with Will Shields right now, getting ready for the Faces of Innocence event happening this Thursday night. Will, can you tell us a little bit about the event coming up?
The event's going to be great, and we're actually using it as a celebration of 25 years of working and getting those exonerated, sort of a celebration of those that we have free, but then also an opportunity for those that don't know what we do to come and find out what the actual, what it does and what the process is and how they can get involved. And to me, that's the most important piece, keeping people understanding that we have to keep working forward and we can't keep going backwards.
So we got a lot of activities going on. What are you going to be looking forward to the most?
Well, I get to host what we call the pre-party. So we call it the golden hour. So for those that have, you know, already got sponsorships and donations and that kind of stuff, we're going to have them come in and we're going to hang out for about an hour, you know, get a chance to, of course, you know, as always, talk a little football, but also talk about what the organization does and to get them sort of acclimated into why it's important, what we do, make it work. But then that to me is going to be a lot of fun. But then after that, we get into the point to where we actually go through all the celebrations for those that have been freed, but also get a chance to actually, you know, get to know people a little better and bring them into the fold.
Yes, yes. Okay, so where will this take place at and what time?
Okay, this we'll start at from 6 to 9, and we will be right downtown. And, of course, now, of course, you got my brain thinking, Midland Theater. There we go. I was like, wait a minute, it's on the tip of my brain. Yeah, Midland Theater.
So that's going to be down to Midland Theater. And where can they get their tickets at, Will, or where can they get more information?
And you can go to it's called the MIP.org, and you go there and go to events, and we will pop up of what we're doing this coming up Thursday.
Man, learn about what's going on and help people's lives this upcoming Thursday evening with the Midwest Innocence Project. Will, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. And before I let you go, were you impressed with the draft, what the Chiefs did over the weekend?
You know, they sort of do what they have to do. They find guys, they make things happen. You know, it's been a while since we flipped sides. We know we went, you know, tackles and guards and stuff a couple of years ago. Now we go on the defensive side. So, you know, we're sort of working off, hey, if Patrick's not as healthy, at least our defense will be healthy enough to help out whoever's back there until he gets ready.
And that's sleeper. That's a sleeper pick, by the way, with Nussmeier, too. I was telling somebody here at work recently about that. So I think that's a sleeper pick, too. So good job. There we go.
Yep, exactly.
Will, thank you for your time. I appreciate you. Much success coming up this Thursday night.
No problem, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.